We're on Shalachei Omer Aleph. Eish the Abaya. Par v'shorosh Yom HaKippurim she'avdu. If the par of the Kohen Gadol, that's a Korban Yachid. Remember that, because it's going to come into play a lot in the next Omer. And the Seir, which is a Korban Tzibur. Shal Yom HaKippurim she'avdu. They got lost. The Hifrish Acherim Tachtehim. And you amafresh other ones in their place. The chain siri avodizora she'avdu, or the tzibur had to bring a siri avodizora. The tzibur was over avodizora; they had to bring a seir, and they got lost. The hifrish acherim takteim, and they separated other ones in their place, and then they found the first ones. Kulan yamusu. So the ones that you don't use die. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon, Omrim Yiru Achistavu, V'Yimachru V'Yiplu Demeim L'Nedava Shein Chatasibur Mesa. Rav Shimon, Rav Lezer hold, no, they're what's it called, they're a Korban Sibur. There's no din of Misa by a Chatasibur like Rav Yehuda holds, and they are Yiru Achistavu. You sell them, they get a mum, you sell them, and you bring a Nedava from the money. Okay, Rashi. Siri avodizora, tzibur shechatu b'avodizora, b'horaz beizdin, mevi'in par la'olog sir l'chatas. The hifrish acherim takteim, v'nim tzorishonim, and then you found the first ones. Kulan yamusu, v'olam mir nikru v'shon abba, v'chora sekasha, where Yehuda doesn't say that you're makriv them the next year. Why don't you just hold them and bring them the next Yom Kippur? Or bring them when the next time that the tzibur will be over the avodizora. Save them. And bring them again. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds the shkolim can be used from one year to the next, so why doesn't he hold over by these korbanos also? You can use them for next Yom Kippur. If the seer of Yom Kippur or the par of Yom Kippur, right, are found after what's it called, the remif mufres, and you found the other ones and you use them, why can't you use these the next year? That's the question. Shmuel says korbanos sibur kamras shani korbanos sibur kidrav tavi om Rabbi Yoshia. No. When we're talking about Shkolim, it's a different story. Rabbi Yehuda holds you can use the Shkolim from this year for next year, because this halacha doesn't apply to them, which we'll see what the halacha is in one second. Like Rav Tavi said in Rabbi Yoshia, the Omer Rav Tavi, Omer Rav Yoshia, Omer Kroz, Zos Olas Chodesh B'chodsho, Omer Torah, Chadesh V'hove Li Korban Mitruma Chadosha. Every year, the Korban has to come from a new Truma. So Memela, you can't bring a Korban Sibur of last year, this year, because it came from the old Truma. Now, even though the Truma itself, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you could bring from year to year, right? But since it wasn't Nitrum yet, it was, what's it called? It was brought the year before, but it's left over, you could bring it for the next year. That, since these are, this isn't the Korban Sibur itself, but a Korban Sibur itself has to come from the new Truma. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Truma itself, you could use for the next year, but what you bring from it has to be year by year. Okay. So what it says, seir. That's very good, the seir. The seir is what's called the Korban Sibur. But par ma'ikol ameimar, the par is a Korban Yochid. It's the par of Aaron. So it comes from his personal money. There's no halach over there that you have to bring it from the Truma Chadosher, Korbanus Yochid, or only Korbanus Sibur. Where it says, Gzeira par atu sa'ir. No, we're afraid that if we let you use the par, if the Kohen Gadol could use his par the next year. In other words, he had two of them there, he could use one this year, and now it's a shame, let's save it till next year. So then they, if the same thing happens to sa'ir, they do the same thing, and that would be wrong. So in order not to make a mistake and bring the sa'ir the next year, they don't bring the par either. Misora says, Mishum Gzeira yamusu. Because of Gzeira, you're going to make a Korban die? So now what do you do with this power according to Rabbi Yehuda? It dies. Right? Because of Gzeira, you're going to make Kodshim die? Because we're afraid that maybe if you brought the power, you'd bring the Seir. Just because of Gzeira, you're going to make Kodshim die? Tosfos brings a lot of cases where, we make a Kodshim die for because of Gzeira by Ophos. So it says over here, the main question is, why make it die? You can at least do it Riyah. right? Make it get a mum and whatever. Don't make it die. That's the question. The question is not, do we make zeras like this? The question is, when you can, you have an option of doing Riyah, why make Misa just because of Xera? That's basically the question. Okay. So Mara says, Va'od, Dohareb Tavi, Omreb Yoshia, Gufa Mitzvahi. It's only Ilchatchila. The Omreb Yehuda, Omreb Shmuel, Karbanos Sibur, Haboin, Be'echa, Benisan, Mitzvah, Lahavi, Menachadash. Anything from the first day of Nisan on, there's a mitzvah obviously relevant to this Gemara to hear. Anything from the first day of Nisan on has to come from the new Truma. It's a mitzvah. The Im Hevi Min Ayoshin Yotze. B'di'evad you Yotze. So why we make a Gzeira for Lechatchila? B'di'evad anyway, if you brought it, it's good. So why would we make a Gzeira? It's only Lechatchila. Ela Shechotzer Mitzvah. You miss the mitzvah bringing it from Truma Chadasha. It doesn't pass the carbon. So to make a carbon die because of exera to something that's only lechatchila, where do you find such a thing? Rashi. Korbanos Sibur, haboy mitrumas halishka komras. Now, if you're talking about korbanos Sibur that come from trumas halishka, there's a special din by trumas halishka that every year you have to bring from that year shkolim. Shani korbanos Sibur, rosh chodesh nisan ve'elech, ein boy min ayishana. Once Nisan comes, you have to bring from the new year's shkolim. Kidreb tavim, seches rosh hashanah. Chodesh b'chod, show l'chod she hashana, chidushim yiseira k'sivi, l'drasha. It said a lot of the word chodesh here, right? Lomar l'cho, yesh chodesh atatzorich l'chadesh ha-korbanos. There's a month where you have to now bring the new korbanos from a new truma. La'aviyah mitruma chadasha. The gomar shana shana minisan. And we learn Xerishava, Shana Shana, that the beginning of the year, Lagabi, this is Nisan, the Chsiv, Rishon Hulachem. So Mordechai says, Hotain of Seir, Dossi, Mitrumas Alishka, Mitzvahi, the low Iku. Right? What are you going to do with the power? Power is a Korban Yachid. Doesn't have to come from the new Truma, doesn't come from Trumas Alishka. And the Gemara says, it's a Xera, Par Atusoy. Mordechai says, you're going to make something die because of Xera, and not only that, it's Xera to something, it's only Lechatchila, Mitzvahi, the low Iku, it's not a Makiv. So you were afraid that you'll miss this mitzvah by the sawyer, so you make the power die? Because maybe you'll have the same case with the sawyer. Ela omar reb zeira, lefisha ein hagoro kovei amishon l'chaverta. No, it's a different problem. This reason the seir, you can't bring the next year, is not because it's a carbon sibor, and you have to bring it from the truma chadasha. Better than making it die, so you'd miss that mitzvah. But the other will be okay. But the Hagrola doesn't help from year to year. The Hagrola helps up till the end of the year. The new year, it doesn't help. So where it says, so fine. So v'naisi v'nagril, so bring it and make a new Hagrola. Where it says, g'zeira shem yomru hagoro kovem yishon l'chaverta. No, we're afraid that people won't know that you made a new Hagrola, and they'll think that the Hagrola helps, and if it happens again, they won't make a new Hagrola. Where it says, hotei nach soyer. That's very good by the soyer. Then there's a problem Hagrola. Par ma'ikal ha'meimar. What are you going to do with the par? Why is the par coin gadol that was left over dies? L'chora, there's no problem in hagrola, and there's no problem of bringing it to korban yochid to bring it to in the coming year. What's the problem? Mora says, gzeira par atu soyer. Mora says, mishum gzeira yamusu. Same problem. Because of gzeira, we're going to make it die, even though this taka is ma'akev. But still, we had the shaila before, even when we thought that the truma chadosh is ma'akev. Rashi, ein goros shoshana zu kovei l'shem shana cheres mishum gzeri amusu bitmiya dayu emira. So Rashi is mashing a little bit like he's trying to say Tosis thing, right? It's not the question so much that we don't make gzeri, but if you have the choice, dying or yira, if you're making only because of gzeri, that should be yira. So amrua rabban and kameda baya gzeri mishum chata shemesu ba'aleha. So Mara says no, it's on different gzeri. The par you don't bring because of the gzeira, because of chata shemesu ba'aleha, right? The meaning the following, that since the bailim of this korban is the kohanim, and during the year a kohen probably died, one of the kohanim died, so it's what's it called? The Gemara is going to ask this. What's it called? In a second, is akasha. But l'chora, we're afraid that maybe one of the bailim of this korban died. and or nobody died, but we're afraid that people will think that you're allowed to bring a chatas shemesu ba'aleo, because you see, you bring this one the next year, even though mislama kohanim died. Rashi, mishum chatas shemesu ba'aleo, shemi yomus koin bishonazu. Maybe one of the kohanim will die, and they won't remember, or they won't think that he died, and they'll bring the chatas, and it belongs to all the kohanim. So it's a chatas shemesu ba'aleo. So for fear that one of the, and even though we're not choshish for the mis of any specific person, here we're choshish for the mis of somebody in the crowd, right? Somebody's going to die, right? This person specifically, maybe we're not choshish l'misa, it's a whole sugya. But that somebody out of a crowd, somebody's going to die, of course you're going to die. So it's going to be a problem of chata shemesu barleho, right? Tamara says, Hotainach par, soir maikal neighbor. That's very good by the par, but the soir belongs to the tzibur, and ain't chatas the tzibur mesa. Tamara says, gzeira soir at the par. No, we don't bring the soir the next year because we fear you may bring the par. Tamara says, mishum gzeira yamusu. Same question. Because of that, we're going to make it die? Best make it year at least. El gzeira mishum chatas sha'ovr shnosa. No, the problem is, a chatas has to be 1 year old. So when you bring it the next year, it's more than 1 year old. So it's a gzeira. We're afraid that you'll bring it when it's more than 1 year old. So where it says gzeira, he gufa chatas shomer shnasa. What are you talking about? The next year, it's a chatas that's more than 1 year old. The next Yom Kippur, it's already two, right? Where it says no, holo kasha. That's not a kasha. That it's going to be for sure more than 1 year old. The next Yom Kippur is not the case. Karebi, because it goes like Rebbe. The Tanya shana tmima by bate orechoma. You have a whole year to redeem it. A full year. So how do you measure that year? Rebbe says you count 365 days. A solar year. Not a lunar year. And the Rabbanan hold that you count a lunar year. The Im. Nisabra Lamocher. And if it's a leap year, so the mocher gets that, what's it called, extra month. So therefore, it's possible to have a seir that, what's it called, won't be 2 years old, according to Rebbe, the next Yom Kippur. Because from Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur is 354 days. Right? Not 365. Now you have to add on the 8 days that you can't bring a korban from the time that it's born. So it must have been born at least 8 days before Yom Kippur. Now you have what's it called 9 days counting Yom Kippur itself. So the next Yom Kippur is 10 days later, right? Is 9 days later, which makes it 364 days, not 365. So it's a day before its birthday. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'll be able to have a par that you brought this Yom Kippur was left over, and you can bring it the next Yom Kippur. It's not 2 years old. Rashi, he gufa. Ella gzeira mishum chatas shover shnasa. Shema ad yom kippurim haba tavr shana shal al hasoir azeh mishanolet. We're afraid that a year will pass by the next Yom Kippur, and then this soir will be a seer that's more than 1 year old. It's possible. The kaim along the chol seirei chatas shepsulim lachar shana. The tanya betoris kohanim gabi chatas yochid Torah achas yelochem. Harikola Torah kula kavodizora. Ma chatas avodizora bashnasa. There it says beferish 1 year old. Afkan bashnasa. All chatos that come from a seir have to be 1 year old. Shuomer yi al rabo sirei regolim. Shuomer lochem the rabo sirei avodizora. Laosa the rabo sir nasi. Tosa speaks about the chora par also has to be 3 years old. So it says over there, really it's not ma'akiv. By the seir, if it's possible after a year. But the par after 3 is not ma'akiv. Uparchin gzeira he gufa chatas shover shnasa. It's not gzeira. The next year it's going to be a chatas that's more than 1 year old. My gzeira dekamas havade chatas shover shnasa. He l'shana abo. That's the reason you can't bring it. Where it says no halokasha. Mashkachas la de lo over shnasa karebi. It's possible that it's not 2 years old like Rebbe. The Amar ein hashana shleima miyom kippurim yom kippurim. You don't count a year as a lunar year, which means that the next Yom Kippur would be a new year from Rosh Hashanah on. Mipnesha anu monim la levana ushnasa chama odefes aleha chadas oryom. The solar year is 11 days longer than the lunar year. This is 354. This is 365. Betzorach atalite in the cholshones ibura mashishnasa chama yisero aleha. Rebbe holds that a year, when it says a shana, it doesn't mean a lunar year. It means a solar year. So you're always going to have 11 extra days before the year changes, even though it changed lunar-wise. So in the next Yom Kippur, as long as it wasn't the Shana Muberes, is going to be, what's it called, the Seir is not going to be 2 years old. The Tanya Shana Tumimah Amurah Bat Yerichoma, Lios Chaluta Lokeach. The mocher has a year to redeem a bati orechoma. If he sells a house in a city that's walled, so if the first year he can redeem it. If he doesn't redeem it the first year, then what's it called? Then he can't ever be redeemed again. So there the Gemara says that the people used to hide because they didn't want to be redeemed. They wanted to have it. So they made a takon. They could just throw the money into the guy's rishus and it helped. So we have a year. More than a year now. Rabbi Omer, Monashin Samechei Yomim, Bein She'imru Beisin Sashona, Bein She'lo Imrua, doesn't make a difference there for Vinimbriyor. It's always 365 days. It's a solar year that the Torah is talking about. She'in L'cholimno Selelimo Sachama. The Chachomim Omrim, Hakol Kamosh Yisrael Monim. No, it's like our calendar. Yud Beis Chodesh, Miyom Liyomim, Pshuta. Here you go from the month to month, 12 months, and if it's an Imrior, then the Mocher gets an extra month. The Nisaber, Nisaber L'mocher, Velo Tachlid Hashagia, Bosa Yom, Bosa Chodesh. You wait till the month, and if it's Shvat, then it becomes what's it called, Muchlet Bishvat, even though it's 13 months later. The Rebbe Mashkachas, Lakagon Shikdisho Biyom Shmini Leidoso, you're Makdish the carbon on the eighth day from when it was born, right, on Yom Kippur, or Erev Yom Kippur. You're Makdish at Erev Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur is the ninth day after it was born. Now, if you count from Yom Kippur, 354 days, next Yom Kippur is going to be the 355th day, right? And 364th day, because plus an extra 9 days. Right? The Chimot Yom Kippur, Habo, Akati, Lomo, Leshin Samechei, Yomim, Leshin Samechda. It's only 364 days, so it's a day before its birthday. So it's not yet a Chatash of Rosh Hashanah. Okay.
Why isn't it considered a Chatash Kippur Balev?
We'll see, but the Sa'ir, because the par, we'll see, because the we'll see the Gemara's in the field.